Look at him. Come on, I want to eat.
Come on, let's see.
Really must eat.
Take them off the table.
After supper, I will be glad to
put them behind you.
I promise. Okay.
It's a takeoff on life in England a long time ago. It's really fun.
What do you find all those takeoff books?
What?
This is a takeoff story?
What?
Takeoff on TV Guy, takeoff on life years, hundreds of years ago in England.
What? No. It's just like making fun of it.
Right.
Oh, no, not chicken again. I did. I'm sorry, don't worry. No, it's just we had chicken last time that she was here.
No, we did. Oh. I would never have connected it. Yeah. Yeah, because it was so different. The pieces and with tacos, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not the same. Oh, it's chicken. Please don't wait.
Go ahead. You're a little bit
of a I think I have the best one. No, it tastes like fruit.
Oh, it's spinach pasta. Huh.
Yeah.
Awesome. Spinach noodles?
Yeah, linguine.
Oh, good. Can you pass it?
Yep.
Linguine. Linguine.
Do you have the juices, though? Yeah.
Spring water?
Yeah, it's good. It's no, it's not spring. It's carbonated.
Carbonated water with lemon flavor.
It's good. It's not very cold, but just there's combination.
It's like just the water. No, it's fine that you did it because then. Than Israelite, you know, they have juices and soda water.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just like carbonated water with lemon juice.
That's what
I
want.
It isn't?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Okay.
I'm not going to watch
TV.
No,
no TV.
Of course not.
Do you guys have homework?
National
Geographic. Do you have homework?
Yeah.
Do you want some popcorn?
No, I want
something new. Are you guys going to get into the
playoffs?
With
the what? The Celtics?
The Celtics? Are you going to watch the Celtics in the playoffs?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not time for it. It's going to start soon.
When?
I'm going to put some. Mm-hmm.
First
two. Well, first day, I can't really
do it. First day what?
First day play the Chicago Bulls. But they should be the reason.
Yeah, I was
going to
say easy.
I think they're going to end up facing the Lakers again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Then we'll see.
Is Kareem still playing?
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be an incredible series.
He's having his 39th birthday.
Uh-huh. I like the Hawks.
Do you?
Yeah. So that's Spud Webber.
Hmm?
I like Spud Webber.
Who?
I like Spud Webber.
Spud Webber is your basketball?
Yeah, thank you. You see, I don't play for the Hawks. Yeah. Where are the Hawks coming from? Right now. Do you know?
Atlanta?
Right now. Oh yeah, Atlanta Hawks.
Where did you learn about Spud Webber?
I learned about it. I really hope that they don't end up facing the Lakers.
Oh, I do. Why?
Yeah, I got something. As long as they win.
It was a great series last year.
I watched the Hawks.
Did we watch it last year?
Partially.
Yeah, we didn't watch each other.
We have to watch a little more of it.
When is it?
Hmm.
The basketball.
Professional basketball.
When does it start? Next week?
Boston is a real basketball team.
Yeah, I know. Noticed
it's
that.
They've got a great team.
My bird is terrific.
Well, I mean, compared to some of the
others. Some people say one of the best basketball players that ever lived.
What happened to his back?
Spare. He's good.
What?
Spare.
Johnny Dawson's pretty good.
Who?
Johnny Dawson.
Who's he pick? Johnny Dawson?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Who's into the Hawks at school?
What?
Who's into the Hawks at school?
Mm-hmm. And my friend Benji.
Aha!
And Michael.
Aha! Michael's a real sports fan.
Michael?
I thought Michael liked the Celtics.
He did?
Yeah.
you saw Michael at the Celtics? Mm-hmm.
I said I thought Michael liked the Celtics.
No.
Why are the Hawks so great?
I don't know, I like them. Spud Webb is really good.
Ray for Spud Webb.
What?
Ray for Spud Webb. Sounds like a spider.
Yeah,
spider
like a spider. Kind of like a character out of a cartoon or something.
Mm-hmm. Yay,
Spud Webb strikes again.
Well, G could be an N and that would really be good.
Would you pass the orange
juice? I want you to eat some other food. How about?
Would you pass the orange juice?
Yeah, we'll drink a lot of juice. How about something else?
How about some green beans and potatoes?
I want some potatoes.
Do you want some sour cream? Go get it. It's in the fridge.
Can you pass the potatoes?
Yeah, pass some chicken.
Go get the sour cream and the potatoes.
I want some.
What night is Passover? Wednesday?
Yeah.
And Thursday is the second night?
Mm-hmm. Are you doing it?
I forgot the two, yeah. I forgot the two nights.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I never celebrated two nights.
Yeah. You didn't either.
Yeah, me too. Because we were poor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, me too.
Can I have the pasta?
Pasta, sure.
What do you think of this liquor business? Not a lot of subject.
No, I'd just rather not.
Okay, true in on the face.
What do you think?
We're very upset.
Yeah. What?
Creamy.
But what?
Libya.
Did you get your sour cream?
No. Did you get his potato? I wrote a poem about it today, Gabby.
Uh-huh.
And I put it up at Leslie.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone see it yet? Tell me about it.
Well, Michal, I showed it to Michal.
Yeah, so. What is it really?
She thinks it's crazy. But, of course, she's not quite as outraged as well.
A lot of Israelis won't think it's crazy.
No.
Most of the ones over there won't think it's crazy.
Did you see my dad's kids? That's weird how they come and strip
them.
That's weird how they come and strip.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Excuse me.
So I'll show you the poem.
Excuse me.
Okay?
Okay.
I put it up at the office too, and I put it up at the library. And then I had this idea, I wanted to stand on street corners. Give it away or sell it for 10 cents.
Yeah, go to Harvard Square.
Yeah, well, so.
Can be a street person. You know? You cite it.
This is all water.
I don't know if I have a touch.
Water.
Mix it
stir
up.
So water.
Listen, it's that far. You know that guy in Harvard Square who's there all the time shouting about the Bible?
I know. You want me to be like that?
No, but there should be a place in Harvard Square that's like Pied Park in England where people can discourse in public about stuff. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Trouble with thinking.
I like this idea of public
Lost
poetry.
Lost in Commons.
Yeah.
That would be appropriate at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, start.
What do you mean? What does nuts mean?
So,
beaten up.
Beaten up and rocked.
Well, I don't get mugged. Mugged Megan. Mugging Megan.
What happens to her?
She's on her face is on it.
She was nuts.
Yeah.
No,
she's
mugging.
No, that's another meaning of the word.
It needs to make all different faces. Like, it's to draw the attention of what, away from all the people.
What's
the
double mugging, Megan?
Hmm?
Oh, Patty Putty.
That's a cat.
Yeah. Jesse, the people who make Cabbage Patch Kids are going to the judge, and saying that he should stop people from making Garbage Pail Kids, because Garbage Pail Kids are an imitation of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Is that the reason?
Yeah.
You heard about it?
Oh, yeah. And it also makes fun of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Well, some places have
one. I don't think that really makes the business any.
No, I don't think so either.
Some places have them and they don't know about it.
They're Garbage Pail Kids dolls now?
No. No. Stickers.
I just got to show you his collection. You're in luck.
You can't do the right click.
I have more than that.
You in?
Yeah.
Because he lost us?
Yeah. If he hadn't lost us, then he would have, like, twice as
much.
Did you insure them, Jesse?
More.
No.
Were they insured?
No, we think some kids at school took them.
Oh.
Yeah. You were stolen.
I hope not. I don't like to think that way.
Maybe Jesse left them
somewhere. I know someone who stole them.
What do you mean?
Yeah. You know the person who stole them?
How could that be?
He is everyone I have.
Who is it?
Every single one.
Who?
And not a double one.
Who is it?
Matthew Noble.
Is this possible?
In lower school. In lower school?
Yes. He collects them by bundles.
Well, I wouldn't like to accuse someone of it if it wasn't true that he did it.
Look, he did.
How do you know for sure?
He had every single one I had.
That's possible.
Did you
get that
anyway? No. Why? The first series I had. The two first series I had, too.
But why couldn't some of that?
They don't sell them anymore.
Maybe he got
them
more.
No.
You've got to talk to him.
Well, did you talk to him about it?
No.
Why don't you talk to him?
Well, he doesn't want them.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just don't worry about it.
No. Mm-hmm. If he really took them.
I'll handle
it. If he really took them, he should give them back. It's not good for him.
Feeling it's not right.
Or for you at the school. Mm-hmm.
Who's the teacher, Vista?
Yeah. And she doesn't allow water filters.
Oh, that's good. Did he walk into school anyway?
What do you think of
it?
I think he really needs some definite person.
Some what?
Definite person.
Me?
Yeah. I don't see how you can get it. It's possible.
Well, I think you need to talk to a teacher. And then ultimately ask his parents if they work for him.
Looks like he
died himself. Well, he bought it himself, that's one thing. He took it from you, right? Well,
Dad, can you talk about this another time?
Jesse, I want you to eat some string beans. Good. Can I change the subject?
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to Baby about his day. Because he said it's so horrible.
It wasn't horrible, it was just boring. You think
it happened? Ugh. Rotten.
Sorry.
What's wrong? Baby. the boring thing. It doesn't really happen. Actually, that's not fucking. This person who studies lungs, she came in for science.
Lungs?
Yeah, and she said, showed us some slides and brought in a plastic dog's lung.
Put in lungs.
What do you think?
Don't put your lungs. Thing down there on the table.
That's what I said.
I mean, we're not ready to look at those yet.
No, put them away. We're not done with supper yet. Come
on. And, and then she brought in a plastic dog's lung.
Alright, so
it was a real lung, except it was a plastic.
This project on the human body seems very thorough to me.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it's good.
You're clearly getting a good understanding of the body?
Yeah.
It's interesting to read the Darwin book at the same time.
I know, and suddenly, when you bought that book, things like that started to happen.
No, I realized that.
Like you started to put things together?
Yes. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the Darwin book in Toronto, you have Freud.
I know that.
Same series.
I know.
That is gross.
What else did the dentist say?
He said Jesse's definitely going to need braces. It's got a classic overbite, which means his bite is not coming down properly. And his teeth are not connected properly when he bites. And he's not brushing well.
When does he, when will he be braced?
I don't know.
12. 12? Age 12?
No, that's what I said. That's when they usually do it. Well, they wait usually till certain permanent teeth are in. When he was watching Gaby, he said, Gaby's mouth is very good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks terrific, but we have to watch for when those new teeth come in, whether they're going to push the front teeth forward.
They do, he'll need to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, weird.
God.
He also said my molars are coming in very early. He also said my molars, my back molars are coming in very early.
Oh, and also Gaby did this very funny thing. He brushed his teeth so hard in getting ready for the dentist that he
No, it was just all the time. It wouldn't just happen.
I thought it was just
No, it happens all the time. I brushed my teeth over here too hard.
And the gum is getting swollen. So we have some medicine to put on.
So I have to brush a little less hard.
We've got one kid who doesn't brush at all, and the other kid brushes.
Oh, we're brushing.
Typical.
Yep.
Good.
There was this girl in Toronto who brought toothpaste and a toothbrush to school.
And yeah?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
The kid.
But at lunchtime, she brushed. After lunchtime, she brushed her teeth.
I don't think it's such a bad thing.
What a good girl.
I know.
It's really important because it's strange.
No, it's strange that she would do something like that.
I know so many in my class who do that.
Who's that?
Brushes their teeth after lunch?
Yeah. Who? No, not in my class. In my class.
Oh.
Maybe that's who you're starting with. Who was it?
I don't know.
She wasn't in my class.
She wasn't in your class?
Yeah.
Maybe she was in Justice.
It's
called Danielle. No. It wasn't Danielle. Sure.
Yeah. Hey,
yes! Hey,
let's do
something.
What's our
slide?
It's too sick.
Well, then don't look at it during supper.
I like
that. Well, you have to decide, Jesse. It's a major decision in your life. You have to know whether to look at the dog's room by themselves. Or look at the garbage bucket after.
Who would like salad? You need. Gaby, can you get some plate for
yes,
salad?
I can.
Gaby, are gallery for Mean Gene or Mad Mike?
No. No.
Or Mad Mike.
Yeah, baby.
I have a language.
I know. I'm speaking.
Try to
know
a couple of these. You should know what you're talking about.
Okay. So. These are garbage
pumpkins. That'll look like a good one. You know what Cabbage Patch Kids are?
Yeah.
Yeah, the doll.
Yeah, and you know they're like disgustingly sweet.
Yeah.
So this company developed these to make the take off.
And they become the red.
Oh, it's red.
And they're so gross.
Yeah,
there's
stickers.
Yeah,
there's
stickers.
But he doesn't like to use them
as
stickers.
Yeah,
we didn't
talk
about
stickers.
A rock slob
is a real
slob, Jesse.
It's
a pig.
You've
got your fork in
there.
It's
definitely a pig.
Yeah.
And the devil of that is a Dirty Harry.
Is it a Dirty Harry?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
good stuff.
He's eating.
Is he eating?
Tops?
Yeah.
What's
the
Tops?
Big,
Tops chewing gum.
The big chewing gum thing. So it's not like a swirl.
But
still funny.
You know, if they do get them to stop making the devil,
that is
you.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta collect them all, guys.
Snooty Sam. Oh,
okay.
That's painful. They're in a rubber band somewhere.
Yeah, they're all there.
This
is Mug
and
Megan. I lost Mug. Yeah. Jesse, where'd you put mine? You're the last one too. I don't know. Mine put them.
I didn't touch them.
Yes, you did.
Looks like Picasso.
You know what I'd really love? If you took your stuff upstairs or something.
Not this stuff. I'm
No, but there are this other stuff that's been piling up there for weeks.
I know it.
That's not a desk.
Me too, actually.
I'm using it.
I know.
Oh, God.
What?
Baby, could you give me a little more
calendar?
No. If you don't want to
order. Yeah, well,
we're friends.
Is that okay?
It's in the kitchen.
Thank you very much. It's enough for tonight.
That's enough.
It's enough for now.
Jesse, serve yourself some salad if you can. Come on,
you can put a little extra dressing.
I didn't put enough on it.
Jesse and I really like a ton of dressing. I like it to fight back to the throat.
Strangled
you. You know, there are 123 pictures in all.
123?
How many do you have?
I have two, huh?
Yeah.
I have 38.
You mean between the three different series? 100 and how many?
23. 41 in each series.
You gotta sit close to the table.
Oh,
yeah. I'll go to the front. Hmm? You need a tent on the other side. Yeah. We're gonna stick around and get your words down on tape for posterity.
Well, don't talk about it.
I would like to say something very important.
Yeah.
That symbolizes all of my morals.
All of your morals?
Yes. Life is a fountain.
Life is a fountain?
Yeah, life is a fountain.
I gave you the line, but you didn't. Yes, I did.
You definitely didn't.
Baby, you said life is a fountain. I said life is a fountain.
And I said life is a fountain. Then you, and then,
Yes, definitely.
Debbie, you got
definitely, definitely, you are the one who messed up. You stopped before the entire thing was over.
What did I say? How did I stop?
Okay, I go, yeah, life is a step. And then you go, life is a fast. I've come all this way.
Well,
and all you have to say to me is life is a fountain. See, it's surprised by degrees. See, first you are.
Well, that's if you're telling the whole story, but since we didn't have the first part, what did you do?
Oh, yeah, excuses.
No. You gotta know how to tell a story, too.
What do you mean?
You wanna check it out tomorrow? Is she there?
You
are. Story? No.
Yes, you are.
And then you can't just repeat the story if the circumstances change.
This is the same story. We just started at the end.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense to anybody.
Yes, it does.
It would have made perfect sense if we'd just done the last two lines.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I think you're seeing my point, aren't you? In spite of everything.
You die!
Help me, Jesse, help me.
Hi. Okay. What happened today?
Okay.
I didn't know what was happening.
People would know what was happening, okay? Because they can just realize, okay, what's going on.
I had a person come in.
But we don't have to start from the, at the end and skip two lines.
I left around 5 hours. I must have just missed it. Yes, thank you very much. He left it on the front porch. About Saturday, my parents are coming, but in the afternoon.
Maybe they can all get together in the early
part. I can jump 3 feet high.
Could Jesse come over?
You could beg him on your way to help her.
So if
they got together, it
could
be in the morning. I can
jump
3 feet high. That's very good. Yeah. That's the highest jump. You mean by touching your hand?
No.
You walk
the ground?
Yeah.
How did
you?
You know,
there's
a stick in this pole.
You can jump over it?
Yeah.
That's not.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. Also, I said also the same thing.
As long as Daniel understands, he has to stay with him.
As long as Daniel stays with him. Because he, you know, it's only because he doesn't know his way around. I don't think he could on his own there. Right? Yeah. Okay, I might bring him early so that I could go to the exercise class. Which would be like 9 o'clock, if that's early.
You wouldn't want to see these.
Is it more?
Oh,
right.
Fun.
The only problem is they might.
Just like the cards you don't have?
No. These are awards, and see, these are the backs. These are the fronts.
Uh-huh.
These are awards and puzzles.
I'll promise then I'll do the class and come home and pick them up and then bring them up. That would be about 10:30
or 11. I like this one.
Okay.
Actually,
live mic is terrible. Shocking. He's okay.
Difficult people, but he was fine.
So to speak.
He wrote this very impassioned poem today about Lydia. And he went to Leslie College to be Xerox or something, and he went to Leslie and put it up all over the place. And he's taking a bunch of square tomorrow.
You have two missing testes.
And two. And Mark Bark.
Smelly Kelly. Some of them are, you know, are sort of cuter.
Yeah.
You know? Like these. Mark. This isn't any so, you know, upsetting like.
Maybe you should just poke
this or this. That's something to do. Yes, that, you know, that.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry.
It's a weird one.
Right? Very weird.
It's about this woman. Do you know about this woman? What's her name?
Helen Woodson.
Helen Woodson? Have you heard of her?
I like the word.
She's this incredible woman who has 11 children. And 9 of them are retarded. No, 2 of them are autistic and 7 of them are retarded. She takes, you know, take one of these people who take care of her sexually. Anyway, she got arrested in action where she poured blood on.
Did you take up on those awards you get? I mean, the little cards that every little Cabbage Patch kid comes with?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a brisk thing.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll tell you about it later. You can see it. Okay? Alright.
What's the pencil stand about that?
What? It's about her, yeah.
Oh, here are some more.
You can read it. If you don't have time, I'm not gonna go into it.
These are all the time.
Okay.
Is there more?
Go ahead. Okay. Alright. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Only Lisa.
Alright, bye. Paul's stressed out and he needs to get money. Oh, we're still getting taped here?
Bye-bye.
Not much going on. I'm still eating.
Stop what he's eating. Jesse.